Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about how I can be more positive in 2020. And we started out yesterday. We based our first point off a new book that came out that I got at Christmas called Stay Positive by John Gordon and Daniel Decker. And I really liked this list of five things they gave, and just on one page, one short list. But as I read that list, I could really resonate with it because it was simple, short, but it was powerful and very applicable, and they were all biblically based. And as I started researching the five reasons and reading my Bible, I really was blessed by this, and it's helping me want to be more positive in 2020. And the first one was count your blessings. You can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. And so if you missed yesterday's program, I would encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program. Maybe share it with somebody else if after you listen to it. But I finished up yesterday's program talking about Colossians chapter 4, 2. And it's a verse that I know I've probably read before, but just never really spoke to me. And that's the great thing about reading the Bible. You never know when the Holy Spirit is going to just put a flashing neon light on a verse and say, hey, this verse is for you. I am speaking to you through this verse. And Colossians 4:2 really spoke to me recently during my quiet time. It said, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I mean, not a lot of words, 8 words in the verse, but I'm like, that's my verse of the month for January this year, as I kick off this new year in 2020. And there's 3 great nuggets of wisdom. We talked yesterday about prayer. It says, devote yourselves to prayer in the first part of that verse in Colossians 4:2. The second part is being watchful. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, I interpreted that saying, ask God to show you where he is working so you can join him there. One of my favorite Bible studies is Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. I've done it 3 times in my life, usually about 5 years in between it, and with some different people. Twice I did it with just one other guy. The third time I did it with a group. And I just want to encourage you, if you've not participated, ever done that, I mean, it's kind of intense. It's 5 days of reading and has some questions. But I tell you, if you really want to grow in your faith this year and really hear God's voice, to me, it can be a game changer for you. And so I want to encourage you to check out Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby, and I believe Clyde King's the other person that helped co-write it. But Blackaby, during this study, really challenged me when I was reading one of the lessons, and he said, you know, so many times we ask God to bless what we're doing, and he said, I want to challenge you for today, this morning, if you're reading this, or tomorrow morning, just say, God, I just want to ask you to show me where you're working today and let me join you in it. He said, you might be amazed by what God might want to let you be a part of by simply asking him to show you and then be watchful throughout the day to see where God's working and join him in it. And I tell you, when I've done that and practiced that in my life, it's been amazing to see things that God does. God, show me where you're working. And the Holy Spirit will just make it so obvious. And he may do it through a text, something I read, or maybe some situation that I come upon or speaks to me about somebody I need to call, and or maybe I get caught in a traffic delay, a train or something, and I've got to sit there and wait for that. And you just say, God, show me where you're working. He lays somebody on your mind or heart, and you decide to call them or just send them a text. And, you know, with texting, I mean, there's good and bad, like, of all forms of communication. The bad thing is, of course, with texting, you can't tell the tone of voice in it. Sometimes they can come across the text possibly as cold, or maybe you're not sure what they're saying, and you take it one way because you can't tell by the tone of voice in a text. But one of the great things about text, you can do it, and if you're thinking about somebody, just send a text, hey, God just laid you on my heart, I'm thinking of you, and I just said a prayer for you today, and do the little prayer hands and maybe a smiley face and a heart or something. And it takes like 10 seconds, 15 seconds maybe to do that. And, you know, you could be somebody's hope for one day. Even on your worst day, you could be another person's hope. And so I want to encourage you to do what Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says. Devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful to see where God's working and to be thankful. Being thankful, I mean, can you imagine if we started thanking God before we even got out of bed in the morning? I mean, your alarm goes off and before your feet hit the ground, you say, God, thank you that I've got legs to walk on when I get out of bed. Thank you, God, for this clean water I'm getting ready to drink or brush my teeth with. Thank you for this hot water and the shower I'm getting ready to take. Thank you, God, for the clothes that I have to wear. Thank you for this coffee that I'm getting ready to drink, that I can make it hot and I have coffee to drink. Thank you for this food I'm going to have for breakfast. Thank you, God, for the eyesight I have to see all of these things and do these things. Thank you for a tongue that I can taste and I can hear. I can smell that coffee. I love the smell of coffee. And I mean, so many things to be thankful for. Then if you've got a drive, 90% of you, I know not everybody, probably 95% have a car, but if you've got a vehicle to drive, or like Sherry Matherly shared on here a few weeks ago that she had to quit driving, had to sell her car after what she went through, being shot, almost died, being shot in the head by somebody. But you know what? She said, I'm thankful that I have many friends. And a lot of people at the apartment complex she lives at, one person thought, she goes, man, you have a lot of Uber drivers. And she's like, oh, they're not Uber, they're just friends. But I love that God has a sense of humor. Being thankful for whatever family members you have, friends. I mean, God, there's so many things to be thankful for. And then how about just simply thanking God for Jesus? You know, I mean, Christmas is coming, God, and here we are already in January, and we're sitting here thinking about Valentine's Day and March Madness, and of course Easter coming up. But man, let's not forget the greatest gift of all, Jesus. I mean, the very one that gave us breath this morning wanted to have a personal relationship with us, so he left heaven to be with us and came down to earth in the form of Jesus. And I want to remind as we start this new year out, that Christianity is not just simply a religion, it's a relationship. I love that. The God, the creator of the universe, the one that put the stars in place and created the oceans, the sun, that he wants to have a personal relationship with me and with you, with us. And I want to challenge and encourage you, if you want to have a positive 2020 and just a better year, that you start making your relationship with Jesus a priority as we start this year. Not looking for perfection, but just making it a priority. And, you know, I don't know what that looks like for you. For some of you, you're like, yeah, I go to church every Sunday, but man, maybe you don't even touch your Bible again until the next Sunday. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest changes for me was when I decided, before turning on ESPN after I got up in the morning, was to say, no, I'm going to get up and spend time with Jesus and take that time to do that first and spend time with him. And I mean, that's got to be a priority. But, you know, it is so true what John Gordon, Daniel Decker say in their book, Staying Positive. When you count your blessings, you can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. You just can't. It's impossible. The second thing that they list in their book is 5 ways for you to be more positive this year is to see your challenges as opportunities for growth. See your challenges as opportunities for growth. I mean, when I reflect on my life, the times that I've grown the most, maybe you'll agree with this, and you know, as you listen, those of you listen to this program regularly over the past few years, I've been through some serious challenges in my life, and we all have. As I heard a pastor say one time, God had one son without sin, no son or daughter without sorrow. And going through a flood, a bankruptcy, divorce, all in about a 24-hour period was the most painful time in my life in 2001. But you know what? That's also when my faith grew the most. And I've shared this before, but you can either become bitter or better when life gets hard. But the choice is up to you, and the good thing is you have a choice every day. And Chuck Swindoll, I love that quote that he had, the pastor I've listened to on the radio for almost 40 years. He says, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Let's say that again. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And for me, my faith became real and my relationship with Jesus became real and personal, not just something I did on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights or whenever my life group met. But as we go into this new year, I want to challenge you to say, hey, when seasons get tough, something happens to your life that's painful or not fair, after you get over that initial shock and just kind of get your feet back under you and catch your breath, just start to ask God, why is this, instead of asking, you know, saying to God, like, why is this happening to me? Instead, ask God, what are you trying to teach me during this challenging season of life? Instead of playing the why me, God, card, doing the what card. What are you trying to teach me during this difficult season of my life? And friends, I mean, let's be honest here. We can't be surprised. Don't buy into that lie of many that God doesn't love you when tough things happen in your life. I mean, that's why Jesus came. I mean, he warned us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And the fact of the matter is, no one ever achieved anything worthwhile without going through some trials and tribulations. Most everybody likes Chick-fil-A food, and Chick-fil-A, when he got started, Truett Cathy, he and two of his brothers started Chick-fil-A many years ago. They had one restaurant, then they opened a second. Well, Truett started getting ill and had to go to the hospital, was in there for over a week, and they couldn't figure out what was going on with him. Well, during that time, his two other brothers were in a plane crash, and they both died. Then, as they're still trying to figure out what's going on with him, he's going on 2 weeks in the hospital, and they cannot figure out why he is ill. One of the other two restaurants, which was their best one, caught on fire, and they didn't have adequate insurance. And so he loses his two brothers, which is irreplaceable, of course. Then he loses the best restaurant of the two. So during that time, though, while they're trying to figure out he's got bad health, he's like, God, why is it? What is it? Instead of why, what is it that I can learn from this? What can I do to save my restaurant? And that's when he came up with a special recipe for the breaded chicken sandwich and added a pickle on it. And of course, as the old saying goes, the rest is history. And so when you think about the thousands of Chick-fil-A restaurants and the millions of dollars of food and things they have sold over the years, I mean, Truett Cathy could have just quit then and said, man, this just ain't meant to be. I lose my two brothers, my restaurant catches on fire, I'm sick in the hospital going on 3 weeks, and yet God slowed him down during that time. And Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And sometimes, as the Bible says, you know, God's ways are not man's ways. And you know, the fact of the matter is, maybe Truett Cathy would have never came up with that special idea that Chick-fil-A really was based upon, that bread and chicken sandwich with a pickle, if he hadn't gone through all that tragedy and adversity. Well, I hope that you'll join us tomorrow as we continue talking about ways that we can be positive in 2020 and live a God-honoring life. My name's Greg Horn. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.